Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
All right. Well, hey, we're continuing our sermon series, which is entitled Help, Thanks, and Wow. And what we're doing, this is kind of a three-week series where we're talking about prayer. And I think prayer is just going to be an incredible way to start really any year off. But especially for us as a church, 2017 is a year we want to start off just focused in on prayer and fasting. So as a church, I'm challenging you to pray every single day for the month of January. And hopefully that becomes a lifestyle so it actually continues on as well. But pray specifically for the church, pray specifically for the people, your friends, the group of people that are around you that are here to help keep you accountable and grow in your relationship with Jesus. Pray specifically for that as well. And then we're also challenging you to fast one day a week for the month of January. And what fasting is just where we actually stop doing something we normally do, we abstain from that, and then we use that time, we use that energy, and we place it and we focus in on God during that time. Typically, we fast food, so not fast food, but like we abstain from food, right? So typically you do that, and I'll tell you what, it's not like you're like, this is supposed to make me more spiritual. Listen, when you fast food and abstain from food, it makes you more spiritual because it digs the angry and bitter and bad parts of you from the inside out, and it lets you know that, man, there's some places that you need to give back to God. So I'm challenging you to do that for the month of January, to fast a day a week as well, because there's really nothing like prayer and fasting. And through this series, what we've learned is that prayer is the greatest connection that we have with God. In fact, that's kind of our main point for this whole series. Prayer connects us with God. And we're learning that there's endless things in our life for us to pray for, to pray about. And each one of those things is a way for us to connect with God. This is why Paul wrote this in the letter to the Philippians in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Here's what they're saying. They're saying, pray about everything. Ask God for help in every area of your life. Then give thanks for what God's done. Give thanks for what God's doing. Give thanks for what God's going to do as well. And then you're going to experience the wow factor. The wow factor of God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. And this is really what this series is all about. What we're doing is we're simplifying the puzzle of prayer in our lives by breaking prayer really down into three categories of help, thanks, and wow. And again, if you remember last week what we did, it was we talked about how we can ask for help, and we talked about how in order to ask for help, we need to fully surrender our lives. And we learned that when we surrender, God responds. And this week, we're going to talk about a part of prayer that's huge. We're going to talk about saying thanks, by how a simple statement, a thank you, can really change how we experience God. By this attitude of gratefulness, it can change how we experience God because it allows us to connect in God to God in such an incredible way. Because really, a heart of gratitude brings a sense of perspective. A heart of gratitude brings a sense of perspective. In fact, that's what I want you to walk away with today. If you get nothing else, get this. Get the fact that a heart of gratitude brings a sense of perspective. And if you think about that for a minute, perspective's kind of a funny thing, right? See, it's really interesting when you look at perspective. Because when we lose perspective, everything in our life kind of gets out of whack, right? We're not really able to see clearly. We don't make really, really wise choices when our perspective's off. We get sidetracked. Anybody ever experienced like when you lost perspective, how you kind of got sidetracked in your life, right? How maybe you made just something that's kind of small into like a big ordeal for no reason whatsoever. I'm going to call myself out here because this actually happens to me a lot. Like, this is something I kind of struggle with. Like, just this last week, I kind of lost perspective. See, one of my goals for 2017 is to run another marathon, and that's actually not losing perspective. I know it seems like it would be, but but one of my goals is to actually run another marathon, and to do that, well, number one, I'm going to have to lose some weight, and then I'm actually going to have to train as well. So I figured, you know what, we're gonna get a gym membership. So there's the gym membership that was thrown a special on this week. And it was it's like $10 a month with $1 down, right? Their startup fee was just $1. So the last day was Wednesday, though. So I had Sarah and my wife go out, and I had her get this set up. And I'm like, hey, when you go, after you get off of work, you had band practice Wednesday night. After you get off work, in between band practice and work, can you just go to the gym and set our memberships up, right? So she goes there, and she sets up a membership. But so when she comes back, she comes back home, and I'm kind of excited about this. I'm like, yeah, did you get our gym membership set up and everything else? She's like, well, I got mine set up. But when I got there, they actually had two different types of memberships. There's like one for like that has a bunch of other things with it, where you like get a massage chair, where you get tanning, you get all these different things with it. And then there's one that's just kind of basic. And the one was like $20 a month, one was $10. I didn't know which one you want. I'm like, seriously, we've been married 8 years. Cheaper. Cheaper is always the one, right? So I'm thinking through this. I'm like, Sarah, this ends tonight. Like this is the sale ends tonight. Like, I don't want to go back out, right? We live about 20 minutes away from the gym, so the kids were down, and I'm thinking like, no, I'm not going back out. So I called in and said, hey, can we just set up a membership? Maybe we can do this over the phone. They're like, yeah, we can't do it over the phone for some reason or whatever, but you can do it online. I'm like, all right, sweet. We can do it online. Apparently, everybody else in the United States decided to do it online as well. So I start this at like 9:30, and I go to 11:30, and I'm trying to get this gym membership, right? I'm trying just to go through, to click this through. It gets to step one, time's out on me. Next time it gets to step two, I'm like, all right, I'm getting a little closer. Time's out on me again. And then finally, it kept getting to the last step where it completely kept timing out on me. I'm like, and it kept crashing. And I'm so frustrated. By 11:30, I'm just like mad. I'm angry. I want to throw the computer. I'm like, I'm just completely losing it. I'm muttering stuff. I'm thinking like, well, this is it. I'm not even supposed to work out, right? God doesn't want me to work out at all. I'm done with this, right? And what's crazy, though, is like I completely lost my perspective. Because, I mean, the funny thing is, like, I hate running on a treadmill. So when I'm going to train for this marathon, like 90 to 95% of the training is going to be outdoors anyways. I'm just really getting this the gym membership for the cold, rainy, wet, snowy days that I can't go outside. So I'm not even using this all the time, but I'm, like, basically giving up on one of my goals because of this. And the other thing is, too, like, the normal startup fee is, like, $29. So it's a $28 difference, and like we're at a place in our lives where that's not going to break us. And instead of being thankful for that, instead of being grateful for that, I'm like mad, and I'm losing all this perspective, and I'm going crazy. My blood pressure was up. I probably took a year off my life because I was so angry, right? I got in a fight with my wife because I was just a little delusional. But it's crazy. When we lose perspective, bad things happen, right? Maybe you've had that happen to your life before, right? Nobody's ever going to admit that, but maybe you've been to that place where you've been frustrated and you completely like lost it and you looked ridiculous. Maybe you got to that point where you even like started blaming God, like, well, God doesn't want this to happen, but what you're really doing is you're losing that sense of perspective. Really, I think if we're honest, it really happens to all of us. I think we all do this. We see others do this as well. Listen, if you have kids, you see this every single day, right? And what's funny, though, is when we're on the outside looking in, it looks like a complete different story. I know when my kids, they're complaining about something or they're kind of going off and they're losing all their sense of perspective, I can look at them, I can think like, man, you have so much to be thankful for. You need to change your perspective. And being thankful, it really brings us a sense of perspective. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to Psalms 136. I'm going to spend some time there today. You have your Bibles there, Psalms 136. If you don't have a Bible, I'd challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. This is an incredible resource that I plug every single week, but you can take it with you wherever you go. And what's cool about this is it kind of is interactive, so you can actually be friends with people on the Bible app, so you can see what other people are reading. You can encourage people. Like, I know this past week I saw tons of people just crushing it in Bible reading. I know, like, Tina was reading it, Katie was reading it. Courtney Dye, I think, went through like 15 different plans in 1 week. I'm like, I sent her a text like, dude, good job reading. You're putting me to shame. And it was funny, though. Her response was great, though. She's like, yeah, Bible reading is easy for me. I just do it like when I'm doing other things, like when I'm blow drying my hair and I'm waiting for, she's like, I just do it during those times. And I thought that was incredible. I'm thinking like, you know what? You just made Bible reading easy because you put it into a daily habit of your life. That's really what we all should do, right? We need to read the Bibles every single day, not just on a Sunday morning. But we'll go to Psalms 136, and if you remember last week, we were talking about the great prophet Elijah. Next week, we're going to jump back in more specifically to his story, but I kind of wanted to look at this psalm today. Because really, by the time Elijah was around, this psalm had kind of like set the setting for that Jewish culture there. Like it was a part of the Jewish culture, it was part of the Jewish worldview. And Psalms 136 is really an incredible psalm of thanksgiving. Again, it was written about 75 years before Elijah, and it was given to the Levites. The Levites were a group of people who were the priest, and they were actually responsible for the worship during that time period. And this particular psalm is one that the Levites probably sang every single day, which gave them this incredible sense of perspective. If you look at the way the psalm is written, though, it's written in a very unique way. It's written what's called a call and response. So today we're actually going to read it a little bit differently than we typically do. We're going to read the Bible as it was meant to be read with a call and response. The good news is your part's kind of easy, right? All you have to say is the same thing over again. And you have to say, his faithful love endures forever. So we're going to practice with verse 1. I'm going to read the first part, and then you're going to respond with, his faithful love endures forever. Everybody ready? Okay. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His faithful love endures forever.
Perfect. You guys are good. Let's read all of it. So Psalms 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights.
His faithful love endures forever.
The sun to rule the day.
His faithful love endures forever.
And the moon and stars to rule the night.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt.
His faithful love endures forever.
He brought Israel out of Egypt. He acted with a strong hand and a powerful arm.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea.
His faithful love endures forever.
He led Israel safely through.
His faithful love endures forever.
But he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings.
His faithful love endures forever.
He killed powerful kings.
His faithful love endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
His faithful love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His faithful love endures forever.
God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance.
His faithful love endures forever.
A special possession to his servant Israel. He remembered us in our weakness.
His faithful love endures forever.
He saved us from our enemies.
His faithful love endures forever.
He gives food to every living thing.
His faithful love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His faithful love endures forever.
All right. That was super cool. But this, we just went through a whole chapter of Scripture, and this is such a powerful chapter, especially in every area of our life, especially in our prayer life. What are we doing? We're called to give thanks. That's the call. The call is to give thanks. And I love the response. The response is that his faithful love endures forever. You said that enough times that it should stick with you as you leave here today. But really what that is, that's a sense of perspective. And a heart of gratitude brings a sense of perspective. Just to go through this passage of Scripture again a little bit and learn really how we can apply it to our life and apply it to our prayer life. Really what we did in verses 1 through 3, we thanked God that he's good. That's how we should start off our prayers, by thanking him that he's good. And then what do? We gain the perspective that his faithful love endures forever. Then in verses 4 through 9, we thank God for everything that he created. And again, we gain the perspective that his faithful love endures forever. And then in verses 10 through 15, we thanked God for his deliverance from the dark parts of our lives. He's talking specifically about the Israelites here, but there's things in our lives There's parts that are dark. There's parts that we've been slaves to, whether it's sin, whether it's different things that we struggle with. But he delivers us from it. And when we thank him for that, we gain the perspective that his love endures forever. Verse 16, we thank God for the journey. I think so many times we look at the journey, we look at it more as a struggle, but the truth is God placed us in that journey for a reason. And when we thank him for that, we gain the perspective that his love endures forever. Verses 17 through 22, we thank God for his fulfilled promises. And again, we gain the perspective that his love endures forever. Verses 23 through 25, we thank God for his mercies and his provisions. His mercies are new every single morning. When we thank God for that, we gain the perspective that his faithful love endures forever. And then in verse 26, we thank God again just for who he is. I love how the psalmist wrote this. He started off by focusing in on God. And then in between, he focused in on what God did, but he closed again by focusing right back to who God is. Imagine if we applied this to our prayer lives. Imagine if we applied this just really to each and every single day in our life. The truth is we have something to be thankful for. God's created many things in our lives, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's your job, whether it's your home, whether it's just this church, right? God's created these things in your life, and we can be thankful for them. Truth is, God's delivered us from things in our past, and we can be thankful for them. We can be thankful for the part of the journey that we're in, even if we're in the tough part, we can still be thankful for it because it can give us a sense of perspective. Think about the promises that God has given you. Remember those things in your life and thank him for it. Think about the provision that he's given you. Think about the mercies that he's given you. The truth is we've all received the mercy of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life because none of us could, then died on a cross to pay a penalty that each and every one of us deserved, but he was risen again to give us new life. That's the sense of perspective we get when we show gratitude, and it will change us. We will experience God in an incredible way. I think the problem is, though, too many times we focus on the negatives instead of the positives in our life. Too many times we focus on what's going wrong instead of what's going well. We focus on areas where maybe we didn't experience God's goodness instead of the areas where we did, right? We focus on the areas where we made mistakes, where we fell short, instead of the areas where God came through for us, right? We focus on those areas where maybe we were ruled by something other than God. We focus on the disasters instead of the miracles in our life. Instead of being thankful for the fact that we're really blessed, and instead of being grateful that we're even alive, too many times we complain and we nitpick about the things we don't like. We focus on our burdens and our stresses more than the one who can take all those away. We focus on our weaknesses more than we focus in on his strength. We focus on our pitfalls more than we do his overcoming power. And we focus really how we're lost compared to what the guidance that he provides for us every single day. I think too many times we focus on all these things and we just become negative. We have the wrong perspective. I was actually just talking to DJ about this past week, and we were kind of making fun of some things, but he was mentioning that he sees this Facebook post. It's like of people who like go to grocery stores and like there's a cart out in the middle of the parking lot. Like, we're talking through this, and people are like posting on Facebook, like, this is the worst thing in the world. But let's just think through this, right? What happens if a cart's in the middle of the parking lot? Like, it's pretty bad, right? I mean, we may actually have to get out of our car and move the cart. We may, if depending on how new your car is, we may just drive into the cart. I mean, and even worse, the cart may end up moving and it hits somebody else's car. Like, this is pretty much the detriment of humanity, I'm thinking right here. Like, it's pretty much the end of the world. I don't know if anybody's ever seen those posts. Somebody's cowering down, like, that was my post. Listen, not making fun of you, but like, and then here's your public service announcement. Put your carts back at the grocery store, right? It's a pet peeve of a lot of people. But guess what? It's not the end of the world if it's not back there. And what's crazy about these Facebook posts, though, and really anything that you put on Facebook that's negative, people are on the lookout now. All of a sudden, their mind shifts to find the worst thing that they can find when they go to a grocery store, to a parking lot, right? And they're thinking all about these negative things. Really, I think negative thinking, complaining, and ungratefulness, it's almost contagious. It spreads quickly. The truth is, it's exactly what Satan wants. Because he wants us to be depressed. He wants to keep us down. He wants to keep us separated from the love of God. And that's what negative thinking does. But here's what I know. It's impossible to feel grateful and depressed in the same moment. It's impossible to feel grateful and depressed in the same moment. If you want to snap out of your constant bad moods, if you want to break that habit that you may have of negative thinking, if you want to kind of get outside your own head, it starts with being grateful. It starts with gratitude. It starts with saying thank you. Because it's impossible to feel grateful and depressed at the same moment. Because a heart of gratitude brings a sense of perspective. And when we experience God's faithfulness, when we change our perspective, we experience that love that endures forever. I used the New Living Translation, and we read that kind of on purpose today because I love the word faithful. The word faithful means unfailing. It means loyal. Loyal and unfailing regardless of the circumstances. And that's how God's love is. The only one that can love that way is God. And he extends that love to each of us. And we experience it when we show gratitude. We experience that his love is faithful and will endure forever. Think about the power that has in your life. Think about what that would look like, right? Maybe for you, maybe you're in a place in your life where you want to give up. Last week we talked about Elijah, and he got to this place where really he was almost suicidal and he just wanted to give up. But God wanted him to experience his love. Maybe that's where you're at today. Maybe you just need to find something that you can be grateful for so that you can experience his love wherever you're at. Maybe you're at a place where you just want some clarity and resolution. Funny thing about God, though, is he kind of works differently than what we want to sometimes. So maybe God's saying, you know what? It starts with a heart of gratitude. And what I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you stamina and strength to hang on and to continue to trust me because I'm going to take you through this. And what I have for you is better than anything you could ever imagine. That's what thankfulness does. See, thankfulness, it reminds us that we're just in a chapter of our life, but not the whole story. And that's a portion of experience God's faithful love that will endure forever. That's what gratitude does. Gratitude moves us from being self-obsessed to a spiritual awakening because a heart of gratitude brings a sense of perspective. So before we leave here, I want to give you some ways of how you can gain a heart of gratitude, how you can keep a heart of gratitude, and really some action steps so that you can have a sense of perspective. Number one is identify it. Identify the things in your life that you can be thankful for. Being thankful in every circumstance requires looking for what we can be thankful for instead of what we can complain about. And really, we have to be intentional about this. For so many of us, this doesn't come naturally. Naturally, we like to complain. Naturally, we like to nitpick. But we have to be intentional about identifying the things we can be thankful for. We're called to identify the good, and we're called to live on those things. One verse later down in the passage of Scripture that I started off this message with, in Philippians 4:8, it says this. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It's saying, identify the good in your life. Look for the things that you can be thankful for, and it will help you gain a heart of gratitude. It will give you a sense of perspective. Number two, write it down. Write down those things that we can be thankful for. We just celebrated New Year's, and I know many of you guys had probably made some goals. You probably made some resolutions for 2017. By now, some of those are completely wrecked, and that's okay. But as you look at the new year, people who write these resolutions, it says that if you write things down, they're 80% more likely to be achieved. If you just write them down. Think about that. Why is that? It's because when we write something down, it sticks with us. It's something we can go back to. It's something that we can rely on. I think the same is true for the things that we can be thankful for. We need to write them down so that we can go back and look at them. We need to write them down so that it will stick with us. So when even those negative thoughts start creeping in our brains, we can go back to those. Write them down. This is the reason why Psalms 136 is so important, right? It's because somebody took the time to write it down. In fact, all throughout the Bible, you see God command people to write it down. He commanded Jeremiah to write down the words that he spoke. He commanded Joshua to write down the words in the book of the law. He commanded Moses to write down the Ten Commandments. And because people wrote these things down is why we have the Bible in the first place. When we write what we're thankful for, it gives us a heart of gratitude because we can go back and we can look at that instead of thinking on the negative parts. And it gives us a sense of perspective. Number three is share it. Don't hold the good things just to yourself. When you experience something good, share it with somebody else. I think too many times we're afraid to share our blessings because we feel like we're bragging. But the truth is, when we share in a way that gives honor to God, what we're really doing is we're praising God. We need to share with others. And when we share with others, it really gives them an opportunity to remind us of what to be thankful for when the hard times arise. We need to understand this just as Paul did. Paul wrote this to the Romans in Romans 12:15. He said, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn." He's saying, do life together. The good times and the bad times. Yeah, we need to share with each other when we're struggling. We need to be there. We need to support each other. But it's just as important to share the good times as well. It's just as important to share the victories. It's just as important to share the blessings. See, when we pray and give thanks alone, it's powerful. But when we do it as a group, it's unstoppable. Share with others. And then number four is act it out. Thanks begins in our hearts, but it comes out in our actions. And one of the best ways to keep a heart of gratitude is to simply act upon it. A heart of gratitude will always be willing to serve others. When we're thankful, we're ready to serve others. And that's what makes a movement of grateful people. That's what makes this unstoppable. And think about what would happen if we caught this as a church, if we live this out. Again, this is why we're challenging each other to partner with each other. This is why partnership is so important. This is why for 2017, we want to go beyond just church attendance, but to church partnership so that we can share the good times with people. We can share the bad times with people, but together we can serve others so that others experience God as well. And again, partnership class, shameless plug here, but 6 p.m. tonight, show up. Show up so that together we can become unstoppable for God. Together we can live out gratitude. Really by doing exactly what 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says. It says, rejoice always. In fact, that's your memory verse today. Rejoice always. Super easy, right? You can just say, I memorized a passage of scripture. Rejoice always. Think about this. If you were to stop and reflect on the story of your life, the truth is God's probably brought you through a lot. Everybody's story looks different. But God's been the constant through it all. Chances are you've experienced dark moments. You've probably experienced periods of wilderness. You've probably experienced parts of your journey where you didn't know if you could go any further. But you've probably also experienced the joy of promises fulfilled. You've probably experienced His mercy. You've probably experienced His provision. The question is, what's your perspective? A heart of gratitude brings a sense of perspective. And as you leave today, I want to challenge you to identify what you can be grateful for. Write down what you can be thankful for. And then this week, share it with somebody else. And then act it out by serving and partnering with others. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. God, we thank you so much for today. God, we thank you for speaking to us. God, we thank you that as we gain a heart of gratitude, God, you give us a sense of perspective. God, help us right now to identify the things in our lives that we can be thankful for. God, help us to write those things down, God, so that we can go back to them. God, that when we face something, when we face a struggle, when we face trouble, when we face pain, God, that it will be written down, God, and it will be true because you've already showed up, and God, you can change our sense of perspective just from that heart of gratitude. And God, help us to share those. God, help us to share those with others so that you get the praise that you deserve. And then let us act it out. Let us act it out by serving others so we look more and more like your Son, Jesus. God, we thank you so much for this right now. God, we pray that we walk away different. We pray that we have a sense of perspective and that you give us a heart of gratitude right now. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you are listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.